Now we have our final batch of news items for this part of the programme. How do you feel about paying for your neighbour's gas bill? Well, that's what a couple from Cossey have found out they've been doing. A city couple were charged £700 too much by an energy giant after it turned out they were also paying their neighbour's bill. Emma Peters and Pedro Fraga, both 21, were shocked when they realised their gas bills continued to rise due to the meter reading mix-up. The pair, who live in Ascension Avenue in Cossey, found out that for 8 months they had been paying the gas bill for the family above them. This was as well as their own, after British Gas received incorrect meter readings. They've said the ongoing battle to rectify the issue has affected them both mentally and financially. A spokesman for British Gas said, "We were given the incorrect meter details when the energy supply for this new build property was first registered with us. We've reached out to Miss Peters to apologise for not fixing this earlier and have reassured her that we're updating her account with the correct meter details and will adjust her bill in line with accurate meter readings."
Regular users of a city park have raised concerns about how new parking charges will impact their groups. Norwich City Council's new charges at Eaton Park's two car parks came into effect on Saturday. Gabriel Evbota, 57, is chairman of the Norwich and District Sunday Football League, which plays matches at Eaton Park. "We pay the council an astronomical amount for the pitches, and it goes up every year," said Mr. Evbota, who lives in Dussindale. "With the charges, they'll get £3,000 in parking fees from us across the 50 games we play a season. We hope the council would give us a further concession. Could they not take the cost out of our pitch fee? We're still contributing to the park. Season tickets cost £40 for 6 months and £70 a year, but are only valid for up to 4 hours a day. This will deter people from coming," he added. "We're struggling enough to play on grass as it is." The sentiment was shared by 70-year-old Philip Barr, chairman of Norwich Model Boat Club. The club has been based at Eaton Park for almost a century. He fears the club may fold as his members, 16 of which are over 80 and 12 are disabled, may have to surrender their memberships because of the new charges.
And here's another element of this story, this time perhaps giving the other side. The impact of controversial car parking charges introduced at Eaton Park swiftly started to show. At 9:10 on Sunday, the 26th of March, a time when both car parks are usually busy, there was barely a vehicle in sight. Helen Mitchell, chairwoman of the Friends of Eaton Park group, said that the car parks had become dangerously congested, and she emphasised the environmental benefits. "The response to the charges has been unduly negative," she explained. "And it's a gentle encouragement, not that gentle for some, I know, but I think the council has listened. Season tickets do cost £40 for 6 months and £70 a year, but are only valid for up to 4 hours a day. Blue badge holders can park for free." The decision was made after a lengthy Norwich City Council consultation process, with a basic charge of £2 for 4 hours, starting at midday on March the 25th. "I think a minority of people will now not go," Helen added. "Our city is rich in parklands and green spaces. We need to find a sustainable way forward for the park, and driving short distances is not good for health or streets. It's important to encourage people to explore sustainable means of transport."
Traffic was brought to a halt in a busy road just outside the city centre after a vehicle blocked the road for half an hour. Unthank Road became gridlocked on Saturday the 25th of March after a van was stranded across both lanes of traffic, with interested onlookers gathering at a nearby pub. Will Savage, who lives in Olney Street, was on his way to see his grandparents with his sister when he was alerted to the roadblock by his family. He said, "It was about 4:30 p.m. and my parents sent me a video message of this van blocking the road near the William and Florence pub. I decided to go and have a look for myself. And as we walked up, we could see traffic queuing up as far as the Unthank Road junction with Olney Street, where we'd just come from. When we got there, we noticed two buses stuck on either side of the van, with the drivers of the buses on the pavement having a conversation, with a large queue of cars on both sides of the road, some trying to squeeze around the van and some turning around. After about 15 minutes, more people were gathering. It was causing absolute chaos. Half an hour later, Will was about to call the non-emergency police line when the owner arrived in a panic. When they drove off, a cheer erupted from the pub where a lot of people had gathered to watch, and within a few minutes, traffic was flowing as normal.
People living near a Norwich car park, which had been a magnet for boy racers, say it is too early to say whether a temporary closure has been a success. Britannia Road residents have had to endure drivers speeding down the 20-mile-an-hour road and gathering at the car park overlooking St James's Hill late at night. At the end of January, the car park was shut between 9 p.m. and 5 a.m. as part of a closure order, making it a criminal offence for anyone to enter or remain on the site between those times. Almost 2 months into the three-month closure, and people say the jury was still out on whether it has had the desired effect. David Newman, 79, who has lived near the car park for 20 years, said, "There has been more police patrols, which may have had an effect on the number of people hanging around. But there are still cars coming up here, and sometimes I can hear loud music coming from that end of the road. I think we will have to wait until we get better weather before we can see whether it has had a noticeable impact." A woman who has lived in the area for the past five decades, but wanted to remain anonymous, said it was hard to say whether it has been a success. She said, "I think we must wait and see what happens." Norfolk Constabulary has said it will continue to work with Norwich City Council, Norfolk County Council and locals to address the issue. Well, we have now reached the end of part one. John and Lynette will follow on with part two with more news, a second feature and information desk. So Ruth and I will say goodbye for this week and hope you enjoy the rest of your listening.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.